In this land of extreme poverty, farm animals are relatively few. ADT Deputy Commander Colonel Sindra Chastain says that though often malnourished and diseased, the animals are valuable assets in the subsistence rural economy.
Just like it is in agriculture in general, we want to improve the farmers' livestock producing abilities. And that means having healthier livestock, healthier and livestock that lives and livestock that's fed well. And if most of our job is going to be teaching.
ADT programs to improve the health of ruminants, such as cows and goats, include offering inoculations and better veterinarian care. The work also includes some ADT hands-on vet care, as Captain Bob Klein demonstrates with Mr. Assis, a host baker.
He said he used the medicine at the cow milking place.
Uh-huh.
He said that's hard, but it's not okay. It's not working very well.
It's still not working very well? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Captain Klein says to treat ruminant malnutrition, the ADT is developing a nutritional supplemental block that utilizes fertilizer and an abundant local fruit.
In the United States, we use molasses, but here we're trying to use mulberries to make a block to provide supplemental energy to ruminant animals, cows, sheep.
The Afghan enthusiasm for embellishment, as demonstrated by the elaborately painted and belled jingle trucks that trundle goods across the country, also extends to their domesticated animals. Inspired by the trucks, the ADT calls the painted and decorated animals jingle cows and jingle goats, including the popular orange polka dot ones. The ADT also plans beekeeping and poultry programs. Colonel Chastain says one micro-business program encourages an impoverished group of women to raise poultry.
But it's very hard to encourage women's businesses here. I think if we focus mainly on widows, which to an Afghan means that they don't have a source of income, it's more acceptable for women to work that don't have any other source of income. So we're going to try it that way. But it's tough. It's tough to work with women. In fact, I've not spoken to any Afghan farmers' wives yet. They all, you know, they hide when you're there.
And then there is the tragic tale of Mustang Sally, the ADT's pet chicken. Purchased in the host city livestock market, Mustang Sally was one pampered chicken, groomed and plump, and even walked on a leash. Sally would sometimes perch on her favorite shoulders. One morning, when the soldiers went to check on Mustang Sally, they discovered she'd fallen prey to a particular Afghan menace, a jackal. It was a sad burial. The soldiers still insist it was a Taliban jackal. In our next segment, a look at the ADT's program of education and marketing. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing in host province, Afghanistan.